episode 3235, Unwrap Your Happiness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Mark your calendar. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. You are 3 weeks officially from Christmas. Better make your list and check it twice, because you know what? You got to unwrap your happiness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Okay, so real quick recap here, because there is a lot happening at Create Your Now. Number one, we are on TV. You can head on over to thewalk.tv and watch us. We're there every Tuesday night at 9:30 Central Time. That means 10:30 Eastern Time. Figure out the rest of your time zones. And then also, we're on KCHF-TV out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we've got those happening. We've got another one coming on board too, which we're excited about that. We've been having some technical difficulties. And then we're still on pray.com. And we're going to be opening up on createyournow.com along with YouTube. So our TV show will be able to be basically viewed anywhere and everywhere. And can I tell you something top secret? Talk about unwrap your happiness. Oh, yes. We are in the midst of creating an app. I know it's time to go wild. Honestly, it scares me to death because with all of this that's happening, it's like, okay, more and more. But the thing is this, you have been asking for more. You want to come into a community where you feel safe and secure, where you can walk with women and men. Men, I haven't forgotten about you. If you're listening, we're going to have something for you too. And where you can walk with people, right, together. And so this holiday season, I want you to think about what God has in store for you, right? It's Mindset Monday, and sometimes that means we've got to look at our professional life. Sometimes we have to look at our personal life. But let me tell you, you have to look at your life, period. Because you can't separate professional and personal. It doesn't work that way. You are a whole person. And so I really want you to think about what God has in store for your life as you're ending 2023 and about ready to embark on 2024, right? The best is yet to come. So don't sit back and say, ah, Christiane, I'm just going to kind of float through it. I don't really want to put any effort into it. No. You got to unwrap your happiness because 'tis the season of giving and it comes with the quest for that one perfect gift. But when someone outdoes your efforts, your gift becomes the trigger of comparison. This season, I want you to unwrap your happiness. You know what it's like, right? To want to get that unique, special gift. So you spend hours scouring the internet, seeking that one gift that no one else would ever think of. And you don't even really want to ask the person that you're going to get it for. It could be your kids. It could be your spouse. It could be your boss. It could be your next door neighbor, whoever it is, right? But it's like, I got to outdo myself this time. I got to figure this out. But what happens is, you're met with disappointment when your efforts fail to get the reaction you want. This disappointment often then triggers a spiral of emotions that can consume you throughout the holiday season. Then you find yourself comparing your gift-giving abilities to others and feeling frustrated with your perceived failures. But this year, let's break free from the shackles of comparison and embrace a Christmas filled with love and joy. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Break free from the shackles of comparison. Because it doesn't matter if it's personal or professional, right? You're one whole person. And comparison exists in all areas of your life. And it just happens to be the holiday season. And unfortunately, oh yeah, you may try to one-up the in-laws. You may be trying to do something that's going to one-up even the spouse. Like if you're the mom, you want to one-up the spouse. You're like, I can do better for my child. I still know them. I got this. Or maybe it's the grandkids, or it could be an office party. I remember back in the day, I was basically responsible for having the Christmas party, arranging it, you know, you name it. I was the event planner of the office. That wasn't the only job. That was just part of my little piece of my job that I did. So the holiday season, it was wonderful. But we did a family event, we did a kid event, and then we did an employee event. That's a lot of events to happen. And so in all of that, I had to figure it out. And you know what? I was like, I have to make it better the next year. I have to make it better the next year. I became my own worst enemy. Sometimes we do that even when it should be a time filled with joy and laughter, creating memories. But no, actually, we're trying to just one-up somebody else. You got to break free from the shackles of comparison. We all do it. And sometimes, in all honesty, it can be a good motivation. Comparison can be a good thing. I know. I go out there and I'm thinking, okay, what is somebody else doing different? Who's another woman that's doing something like I am? But I don't sit there and say, oh, well, she's doing this, 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 and this. She's earned this much more money, and I'm like $200,000 less than she is. I mean, I'm not even that. I'm just like, you know, speaking things here just in generalities. But when you look at that, sometimes that's good. Why? Because it pushes you to the next level. But the only level you should be worried about is the level of your heart. And in order to do that, you've got to unwrap your happiness. And that cannot come at the cost of comparison, because you'll lose your heart. You'll lose what really matters to you. You'll lose a relationship with your child or your spouse or your neighbor or your workers, your colleagues. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, and what you thought Christmas was going to be about, now it's just all bah humbug. Now you are the Grinch that stole Christmas. Your own heart you stole, not anybody else's. You got to break free from the shackles of comparison. You got to say, enough is enough. I can't do this. I can't do this in my professional life. I can't do this in my personal life. I've got to understand me. I've got to be able to look in the mirror, my own reflection, and know that, you know what? If I do this, I'm thrilled with it. I'm in the midst right now doing some stuff for my husband's workers. And it's really important to me. It's their team. And what they do is it's a service-oriented office. And I want to be able to serve them. I want them to be recognized. And they're all female. And so it's like, okay, what would I want? And I know, been down that hole before, right? Part of my job description, man, employee event, family event, kid event. And usually they were all very successful, but this is a different event. This is for a small team that serve people who are hurting all the time. And I want to be able to give them something to say, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for what you bring to the office every day. I know you get up and you've got your own CRAP, but today we honor you. And so I'm in the midst right now of going, I got to create their gifts. And I've got a few things here and there, and everything is something unique and special for them. And it's all about them. It has nothing to do with their family or anything. This is a gift that they can use. And there's multiple ones. And it's so much fun. It just brings me such joy. But you see, if I was to take that and say, oh, I wonder what that other office is doing. I wonder what they're creating. Did they just give gift cards? Oh, I don't want to just give gift cards. I mean, yeah, who doesn't like cash and gift cards? It's fun, but how many times have you lost the gift card and you never spent it? Yeah, I think we all have done it at least two or three times in our lifetime. And if you're not old enough, it's going to happen. So for me, I'm like, I want to give them something like tangible, because that means that I really thought it through. And if they don't like it, well, then they can give it away. It's not a big deal. But I want to give them my best. You see, that brings me joy. And I don't know that I will be there when they get to open them. They'll all be placed under the tree. But let me tell you, if I was sitting here comparing to the other office and what they were doing, do you think that that's really going to help me? Does that serve me personally? No. We already know it doesn't serve the other office well, and it doesn't serve the workers that we have in our office. So where does comparison really get you? Ahead of the game or behind the game? It gets you out of the game, my friend. I don't want you frozen. I want you alive. I want you to be a living legacy. So you've got to break free from the shackles of comparison. So here's what it looks like to escape the comparison trap and foster a mindset of gratitude and appreciation before the exchange of gifts. And you know it starts now, right? We're already in December. It's official. Happy birthday, Mom, by the way. Yes, Mama is celebrating a birthday. Another year around the sun. And I hope it's many, many more, Mom. I love you very much. But when you think about that, right, we are in December. And we look at that and we're thinking, oh, yeah, well, holiday parties are already happening. We're already a week out of Thanksgiving. In fact, you probably already forgot all the crazy things that happened during Thanksgiving, the stuff that didn't go well, the turkey that you burned, whatever it was. But now you're in the holiday season of Christmas or whatever you celebrate. You may not celebrate Christmas, that's okay. Maybe you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever it is for you during this holiday season. You've got to break free from the shackles of comparison in order to unwrap your happiness. What does it look like in real life? Number one, realign your focus. Instead of fixating on finding the perfect gift, shift your attention to the true essence of the holiday season, spending quality time with loved ones. Remind yourself that the joy of Christmas lies not in material possessions, but in the connections and memories we create with those we cherish. You see, you can look at this from the side of getting gifts, but I also want you to look at it from the professional side too. Whatever's happening with your career, with your job. Maybe your job is a CEO of the family. Okay? Realign your focus. Don't sit there and compare to the neighbor two doors down that you love dearly, but man, you just think she's got it all together. And man, you just don't, no matter what you do, you just don't add up. Like, why can't I be like her? Why can't you be like you? Realign your focus. What are you seeing? What are you missing because you're not seeing? It's the little things that count. The only thing you take from this world when you leave this world are your relationships. It's the only thing. So realign your focus. Maybe you need to put on a different set of lenses this holiday season. Maybe you need to look at your colleagues differently. Maybe you need to interact with your spouse in a different manner. Maybe the way you've been going about it for the last 25 years just really isn't working. And now you're deciding, you know what? I need to make a change. I need to realign my focus. Number two, embrace authenticity. Recognize that every person and relationship is unique. Instead of attempting to outdo others with extravagant gifts, which I mean, I know that's fun if you have the budget to be able to do that and you can buy someone a Jaguar, how cool is that? A Rolex watch, great. I've got a good friend who just bought himself a Rolex watch. It was a gift to himself because of what he accomplished in his business. Now he's a great friend, but am I going to ever be able to give him a Rolex watch? Probably not. But he could give that to him. That doesn't mean that I have to sit there and be like, oh, I'm never going to like add up to, like, he's never going to look at me if I can't do something. No. Our relationship isn't built on material things. So instead of attempting to outdo others with extravagant gifts, embrace the power of thoughtful gestures that are personalized and meaningful. And by focusing on what truly resonates with the gift recipient, right, who's receiving your gift, you can create a genuine and heartfelt connection that goes beyond material possessions. When you're leading your business, are you doing it authentically? Are you pretending to be someone you're not? You know, what is it for you? You've got to create your now. You've got to live from your own authentic self, becoming your best selfie. Who are you becoming? Do you know who that person is? When you embrace authenticity, let me tell you, wow, everything shifts. People look at you differently. You walk differently. You also will talk differently and you'll listen differently. So realign your focus, embrace authenticity. And number three, cultivate gratitude. Before the exchange of gifts, take a moment to reflect on the blessings in your life. So when you're going shopping, you know, you probably have a budget for that. Whether it's going to the Dollar Tree store, hey, I love the Dollar Tree store. It's awesome. You can find some great things there. I love bargains. Makes for great stocking stuffers. You can do some great activities with your kids and you don't have to break the bank. But maybe you have a little bit of a broader budget for a few select items. As you're making those purchases, reflect on the blessings in your life. Like literally, thank you, Lord, that I can purchase this and give this as a gift. Pray over it and say, I pray that this is a blessing to the one who opens it. Name them. Count your own achievements. Cherish the love you have received and appreciate the efforts of others that have put into their gifts, what they've given you. You see, if we lead by gratitude, it changes our attitude. That's something we need to think about more often. Gratitude fills our hearts with joy and contentment, providing a shield against comparison and fostering a mindset of abundance. I'm not real big on Captain America and whether it's Marvel or what's the other world. Anyway, I know you're already sending me the emails. I cannot keep track of it. I need to have my husband in here when I talk movies because he could tell me all of it. But anyway, just imagine Captain Marvel, right? That shield that he carries. If you carry the shield of gratitude, I promise you it's going to change your attitude. It's going to change on how you look on things. It's going to change how you appear to others. It's going to change your confidence. But you've got to change your heart first. Comparison is a thief of joy. That's what Theodore Roosevelt said. Do you want comparison to steal that which is yours? So let this be a guide for you this holiday season, okay? Take a step back, breathe, and remember that the joy you seek doesn't lie in the perfect gift, but in the love and connection you share with your loved ones, with your colleagues, with your spouse, with your neighbors, with your church, with your community, with even a stranger. This Christmas, release yourself from the never-ending spiral of comparison and frustration. Instead, embrace a mindset of love and joy, focusing on the precious moments and the abundance of the blessings around you. Remember, the gift of love and presence is always more valuable than any material possession. I think gifts are a wonderful thing. But let me tell you, that gift needs to start from your heart. So embrace this holiday season with an open heart. And watch as love and joy fills your life. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week, and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.